This episode is sponsored by our friends at Fujifilm North America. Their X-Series digital cameras and lenses may just give you that creative edge you're looking for in your portraits and events. You'll find everything from 40 megapixel image quality to 40 frames per second burst, plus unique in-camera film simulation modes and effortless usability. Click the link in the episode description to find the full range. There has never been a better time to invest in your passion, so make sure to click the link. Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast.
If I want to go do something, I can do it. If I want to be there for, you know, my son going to kindergarten this year, I can spend however, you know, however much time I want to. You have that freedom, and it's so beautiful to have that. It takes a lot of discipline when you do have that, but I love it. I love it.
Welcome to the Portrait System Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and this show is here to help you succeed in the world of photography and business, to help you learn to become financially free doing what you love and so much more. With over 1 million downloads, countless photographers have taken what they've learned from both our episodes and from theportraitsystem.com, and they have grown their businesses, quit their day jobs, and are designing a life of their dreams. We keep it real and share stories about the ups and downs that come with running a photography business. You'll hear real life stories of how other photographers run their business, and you'll learn actionable steps that you can take to reach your own goals. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get started. Hey guys, now is your chance to check out all of the incredible photography education we have available for you at theportraitsystem.com. For only $7, you will get access to over 1,000 videos, including pricing, posing, marketing, lighting, sales, inspiring photo shoots, self-value, and more. Yes, you'll get your first month for only $7 when you become a pro member, and you'll get access to the full download library with posing guides and workbooks and so much more. Also, this includes a pricing calculator, a studio startup timeline, our weekly live broadcasts, including Sue Bryce's live talks, access to our private, members-only Facebook groups, special discounts on photography products, and so much more. Head over to theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7 to get your first month for only $7. That's theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7. My guest on the Portrait System this week is the beautiful and talented Stephanie Williams. Stephanie is a busy mom with three young children, and she left her corporate job in order to become a full-time photographer. Since becoming an entrepreneur, she has designed herself an amazing life and a life of freedom, which we go into detail about during her interview. Stephanie is mostly a personal branding photographer, and she's doing so well, and she consistently makes five figures every month. Stephanie shares with us how she incorporates headshot marathons into her business and how they work so amazingly for her. All right, it's time to get started with Stephanie Williams. Hey, Stephanie, welcome to the Portrait System. How are you?
Hey, Nikki. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really, really happy to have you on today. This is going to be fun.
I'm excited. I'm so excited to be here. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I was, you know, every so often when I'm in the Facebook group, a post will stick out to me that someone makes just about, you know, their success. And I remember reading a post that you made. I think this was like back in 2021.
Okay.
And you're like, I don't post very often, you know, I'm more of a lurker in here, but I just wanted to share some success that you had. And I was reading it and I, like, it stuck out to me for so many reasons, because you had talked about how your husband was deployed and you had just had a baby, but then you also had had like your best month of $28,000 in 1 month. And I was like, oh my God, like you had so much going on. And my heart was just like, oh, this poor girl. But then you made 28K in a month. And I was like, wow. So, I mean, I'm jumping way ahead here. So we'll back up a little bit. But anyways, I don't know if I told you that's how I initially like found you with, you know, your success was from that post.
Yeah. Oh, how cool. Okay. No, I didn't know that.
So, okay. Well, let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
Because I know before you were a photographer, you were in the corporate world. So maybe yes. just tell us a little bit about kind of how that transition went.
Yeah. So before I, you know, found out about Sue Bryce and kind of entered that world, I was working in HR. So I was a human resources business partner. I kind of followed the career path that my parents kind of set for me. You know, my mom had her bachelor's degree and she's like, go further than me, you know, get your master's degree. And so that's what I did. Got my master's degree. You know, I'm working in HR. I've been working in the field for about 4 years at the time. And I finally had like really my dream HR position. So I was a business partner. I was working in, you know, at a very high level. And it was exciting. It seemed like life was just kind of perfectly going how I thought it should. Mm-hmm. I'd been married, had my, you know, got pregnant with my daughter. So my first baby, was working in the, you know, my field. And then we get the news that my husband is going to have to be deployed for a whole year.
Oh,
and it just like rocked my world. I'm like, what in the world? My God, why?
I cannot imagine.
So it was really tough. I did a lot of research and found out that there was a way that we could go with him for that year. Actually, it was considered a change of duty station, really. So for a whole year, he would be there. So I found out that we were able to go with him to South Korea is where he actually went. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how this is going to work. Because at the time, you know, leaving, my daughter was 4 months old. And so it was very scary. It was just scary. We were not staying on the Air Force base because of me wanting to go there. I didn't want to stay longer than 2 years. So for us to stay there for a year, we would have to stay off base, you know, literally like in the heart of Korea, that kind of thing. And so I was like, you know what? All I can do is just embrace this and be thankful that my family's together. And so I was like, this is going to be my eat, pray, love journey. I'm just going to like, you know, take this time to raise my daughter, like, you know, find the blessing in it. And that's what I did. And so prior to us leaving, my husband had purchased a camera for me for Christmas. I was so excited. I got the camera from him for Christmas. And so, you know, I was like, when we're in Korea, I'm just going to take pictures of beautiful things and, you know, kind of go from there. And then I just got curious. I'm like, do people actually have like really successful photography business? Like, I kind of, you know, wanted to see how that was. And so I actually came across a Sue Bryce video on YouTube, and it was her Creative Live. And when she spoke, like, she just resonated with me on like a soul level. And I remember like, it made me emotional. Like, I teared up, and it was the wildest thing. And I was like, I wonder if this is like maybe what I should be doing. And I just consumed so much of her content at the time. I became an In Bed with Sue member. Back in those days. I made a decision to not go back to HR, not go back to the corporate world, which sounded so crazy to my family. But thankfully, I had a really, really supportive husband. And he had my back. And so, yeah, I didn't look back. And that's kind of how I got my start.
Wow. Isn't it crazy? You know, this comes up from time to time on this podcast when something happens that, like you said, rocks your world.
Yes.
And it's like, whoa.
Yes.
But in the end, it's like it didn't happen to you. It happened for you.
Right.
Because, you know, if your husband had never been stationed in South Korea, I mean, do you think maybe you'd still be in the HR world?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Isn't that so wild?
Yes. And it's a blessing. And that's why, I mean, since then, when things happen in life that I just don't understand at the time, I go back to that. I'm like, there's a reason. There's something. You know, there's something here. There's something for me, right? Like you said.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So cool. In South Korea, you know, so you ended up living there for a year?
Yes. With no car.
Oh my gosh.
So it was wild. Yeah.
I spent like 10 days in South Korea when
I
was coming home from Nepal, and my layover was in South Korea. And I was like, you know what?
Wow.
I wonder if I could like extend it.
Mm-hmm.
Just experience. This was before I had kids, and I was just kind of like, you know, I had the time to do it. And what an interesting experience being there.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
The food was delicious.
The food's amazing. I will say I got pregnant with my son while I was there. So by the end of it, I was like, I'm ready to go back to the States. I want to eat all the things I love. I don't want Korean food anymore.
Totally.
But yeah, imagine. No, their food's so good. Their fried chicken is amazing. I'm sure you got to experience probably that.
It was, it was cool. I mean, I can't imagine for a year. I'm, especially because I had a hard time finding anyone who spoke English and I don't speak Korean. So that was tricky. But anyway, total side note. But and I'm sure there are a lot of beautiful things to photograph. I mean, I wasn't a photographer at the time when I went, but wow, like, I just remember seeing some of the most beautiful things.
Yes. Yeah, it's beautiful there. So that's kind of where I got my start. And I would have some of the military wives, like, I would have them come to my apartment and I'd practice Sue's posing, like, even back then.
Nice. Yeah. Yep, so. Yep. Very cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So you spent that year in Korea and then came home and then you just started your business or like, how did that go from there?
So it was very much like a needle in a haystack thing because my husband was active duty at the time and we got stationed at a guard base in South Carolina. So my studio is in South Carolina. In Columbia, South Carolina. It's very rare to get a guard base like that when you're active duty. But we got the guard base, and about the first week that we got here, I ran into an old college friend, because I actually went to college in South Carolina, and he works at the same base that my husband's at, and he happened to mention that he was able to get an active duty guard position. Those are very, very hard to get, especially in my husband's, you know, the role he has. So I was like, I know this is a slim chance, but maybe we'll be able to stay here and I'll actually be able to like build this business here. And then things just lined up one thing after another. It was pretty amazing. So we started here. He was active duty. When I opened my studio, he was still active duty. So it was really a leap of faith, but I just had this feeling like it was going to work out for me.
Is the guard position, is that more of a permanent position?
So yeah, so the active duty guard position, the difference between the two is he works at the guard base and doesn't have to deploy now.
So he doesn't, I should say
he doesn't have to get stationed anywhere else. They have short deployments, but they're not as often and they're honestly like voluntary if they do them.
Okay.
So he gets to keep all his years of service. He gets to keep his same pay. We just get to stay here and like, you know, kind of ride out the last years of his contract. So
it's
a huge, huge blessing for us to be able to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I remember when I was still in South Korea. So I'm like kind of getting excited. I'm like putting my whole vision board together. And I remember finding this like random like teal colored studio. And I was like, hey, there's a photography studio. I'm slapping it on the board, not thinking about the color or anything. And I remember walking into the first space that I actually shot in downtown Columbia. It was a yoga studio and the walls were teal. And it was oh my gosh, it was so cool. And little things like that would happen that were just kind of like little God winks kind of. And it was amazing. It's been an amazing ride. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So then how did you at that point start marketing? Because you had been gone for a year, you know, even though I know you said you went to college in South Carolina, but it sounds like you were newer to the community, you know, at that point.
Oh, completely, yeah.
And now it's like, okay, start a business. So what did you do?
Okay, so when I first started, I was actually very scared to market myself in the beginning. It took me a while to put myself out there, more so on like my Facebook page, but Instagram became the place where I would post things. And when I got here, I began getting to know some of the women in the community, some of the women business owners in the community. What started that was, I just told you like the yoga studio that I was at. She was very, very well connected. I didn't know she was well connected, but it was almost like she made it her mission to like connect me to people. So she would take me to these like events. She'd bring me along. Oh my gosh, this is Stephanie. You have to meet her, you know. And that's kind of how it started. And so one connection led to another. And someone would, you know, invite me to be a part of a giveaway. And, you know, then I would begin meeting people. And so I followed Sue's voucher system and kind of, you know, got to know a lot of people in the community that way, kind of offering them shoots and then them buying the images and sharing them. I'd share them on my social media. I'd tag people. And it was very organic So that's kind of how things got started for me.
That's so great. That sounds very similar to my journey with using the voucher system and getting out there and networking and happening very organically. But for people who maybe don't know what the voucher system is, and also there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. Will you talk a little bit about what that is and how you specifically did it?
Yeah. So for me, I had the tangible vouchers that, you know, if I was out and about and I saw somebody I would want to photograph, I would hand that to them. So, you know, so I would say, I would love to gift you this voucher. You know, you're beautiful. I would love to photograph you and your family. If they had, it was like a mother and a daughter or something, I'd love to photograph you. And I would say, you know, this voucher includes professional hair and makeup. And then I will also gift you two images. This is the value of the images. And, you know, if you want to purchase any more, you know, you can, right? So I would do it that way. I would also contact people via like Instagram and kind of say the same message, but through an Instagram message, you know, so reaching out that way. And so people were really excited because it was cool because they could literally just glance at my page and say, oh, she's actually okay, you know?
Right, yes.
And like, oh yeah, I want to work with her. So I would do it that way too. So I would use the voucher in different ways. So in person and then kind of like on through social media, I would use it too.
Now I can hear people out there saying, but what if they just take their two images and they don't buy anything and I can just hear it. I know people are going to say that. So talk to me about like, did that ever happen? Did you mostly make sales?
So that happened to me probably when I very first started using them. And I was honestly just trying to build my portfolio. So I wasn't expecting people to just start buying, right? But very early on, someone wanted to give me like, pay me like $600 for my, for what we did really early on. And I was like, wow, there's something here. And so it does work. Very rarely would, I mean, at the very least, someone would buy like one additional. That was like the lowest. No one ever just took the two for me, except for like in the very beginning.
Right.
Yeah. Once I was able to kind of master, you know, the lighting a little bit more and kind of found my groove.
Yeah.
It definitely works.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, I had the same experience. It was one time when someone didn't buy and it was my fault because I didn't, I was still nervous about my pricing at the time. So I was kind of like wishy-washy about it.
Yeah. Yes.
That was totally my fault.
I know.
But, you know, and I like what you said too, like, okay, it, let's say it did happen. At least now you've got more photos to add to your portfolio.
Exactly.
You know, but if you have professional standard photos, like you said, once you get your lighting down, once you get your posing down, and we don't have to be perfect at it by any means, but yeah, it's such a great risk to take because, I mean, yeah. Look where you are now.
Yeah. And it balances out. I will say that like for those people who didn't get a lot, you know, like just got like maybe one or two, you know, you'd have someone else right behind that, that would purchase a lot of them. And so it's, you know, it's kind of about averages then.
Yep,
so,
yeah. Well, tell people, what do you focus mostly on now as far as genre?
Yeah. I've got my headshot and personal branding side. So I do a lot of that. You know, at least, so I'd shoot twice a week at the studio. So at least one of those shoots is typically going to be, you know, branding shoots or headshot session. And then on the other side of that, I do a lot of individual sessions. So I have a lot of clients who are moms and they kind of see my page and, you know, what I speak about and they want to come in and have that experience and kind of have that pick me up and feel like themselves again. So that's the other side that I do a lot of. I'm starting to do more family and that's exciting. I was a little bit afraid to shoot families before, but I actually really, really do enjoy it. So I've been doing that more too. But I would say mostly headshot branding and those individual sessions where I get to work with that, you know, one woman, those are super awesome for me.
All right. Awesome. And there's a couple things I want to talk about, but one of the things I wanted to ask about is I saw on your website that you do like headshot marathon days kind of thing. Will you talk a little bit about that and how it works?
I mean, you can definitely shoot as many as you can in a day. I'll tell you how I do it right now. So I have typically about five to six people that come in a day. and I market this in advance. Right now at this place, at this point in time, it's filling kind of on its own, at least halfway. It'll just fill on its own. People will just call, they'll see it, they'll hear about it, and then it just kind of fills itself. It's interesting in that way. When I first started, I would market it like on Facebook. I don't do that anymore. But I do it in advance so that I have about 5 to 6 people a day. And then the very first person of the day goes into hair and makeup. If I have a guy, then I will also photograph that person while the lady is in hair and makeup, right? So I kind of have 2 people going at a time. And then once she's done with hair and makeup, then I will then photograph her. I have someone who works with me at the studio now who can, you know, show them their images immediately when they're done. So say that guy was there, he's going to get to view his images. And then it includes 2. And if he wants to purchase more, he can. You can purchase them right there, right then and there, and go ahead and pay for them. And so we just have this kind of system. So, you know, once I shoot her, she's going to go view her images. And it's just this thing. And I've kind of timed it pretty nice. So I'm not having a crazy, crazy day. I'm a mom of 3 babies. So I have to leave by a certain time. I am not in the studio all day long. So I only take on so many clients, 5 to 6, like I said. And it's been really successful for me. I do really well those days. It's awesome. So,
and Stephanie, how many times, like, do you do this once a week, once a month?
Typically, I will do it once a month. Outside of that, though, I do have teams that will come in, and I follow that same kind of formula. When I have like businesses and they want to have their team come in, I'll have that same formula that I follow.
Right.
And so I do this more than once a month, but like my specific, you know, Stephanie Williams portraits, we're having a headshot day thing is usually once a month.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
They're fun. It doesn't take a lot of energy. You know, you're kind of, you get your certain poses that you love to do, and then you just kind of, you know, rinse and repeat and just get everybody through, do the same ones, you know, it's just kind of get
efficiency.
A system together, be very, that's what I've learned is like how to be more efficient. So
that's great.
How that works. Yeah.
And then as far as pricing goes, so you said they get 2 photos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you charge a flat fee for that?
I charge $4.90, and then that's going to include hair and makeup, and then the 2 digital images. And then if they want more, they can purchase more images from there.
Okay. And is it just a set amount per image after that?
Mm-hmm. So I do $190 for one, or they can do a buy 3, get the 4th one free.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I like that.
Yeah. So I just say every 4th one's a freebie.
Yeah, people love freebies. So.
Get it, you know, get as many as you want. And they love it. And I mean, the buy 3, get a 4th one free, that typically is what people will end up going with.
And then do you mind sharing what you pay your hair and makeup artist?
Oh, I don't mind. So my hair and makeup artist actually comes from Charleston, which is about an hour and a half from me.
Okay.
So I probably pay her more than what most people pay their hair and makeup artist. So I pay her $200. And then if she stays for the shoot, I pay her $50 an hour.
Okay.
After
cool.
that.
Yep. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's
cool.
So different everywhere. You know, if you're in New York City, it's going to be a little bit different than maybe if you're in Fargo, you know, or like a smaller town. But yeah. Now, I stopped doing high school senior sessions unless they come to my house.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I planted a wildflower field, and then I have the cutest little downtown that's like 10 minutes from my house. And so we do a little bit of outdoor, a little bit, you know, and then I have a backdrop in my studio, you know, if they want studio. Anyway, my makeup artist comes exactly, she drives further than she would to go to my Ann Arbor studio to get out to Chelsea. So I pay her the extra as well. I'd pay her the $175 and I pay her $200 for coming
out. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that drive time is important, you know?
It is.
Yeah. So anyway,
you got to factor that in. Gas has been crazy. So, you know, you got to factor that in. And it's worth it. If you find somebody that's really, really good, you know, you got to pay them that. So,
and especially if, like, for your person, if she's coming and doing multiple shoots in a day, that's a nice day for her.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So. And I do try to ideally have like 2 people when she comes. So, you know, if it's like a family shoot and it's just mom, you know, that's one thing. But like, if it's like a solo person, like I'll try to do like 2 individual sessions in a okay. day so that she'll have a couple people, you know, to yeah. kind of do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Now, for the headshot marathons, do they just wear one outfit or do you allow them to change?
I allow them to do up to 3 outfit changes.
Oh, great.
So typically people will do all 3, which is nice because it gives them more variety. They have more to choose from. You know, you can kind of sell them all 3 outfits, mm-hmm. you know.
Totally.
You know, sometimes with guys, they're like, oh, I just brought a couple things, you know, and then they're good with just doing a couple and I still charge the same. But yeah, usually like 3 different looks.
Yeah, that's great.
For that, yeah.
Like with headshots, you know, it's so much about efficiency. And
yes.
and sometimes all you have to do is change that outfit or change that background. And they can't resist. They have to have some in each outfit. Mm-hmm. It's like such a good way to sell more images.
Yes.
And it's good for them too. It's good for them to have a variety and not just have the same photo over and over and over for years.
Right. And I encourage people, I'm like, bring in lots of outfits. We'll help you pick out what yep. looks best, you know. So I encourage them to bring more, but then they only, you know, do about 3 looks for that.
Do people ever come back in then for a full shoot or is it mm-hmm. kind of separate?
They definitely come in for a full shoot because headshots are a need. So a lot of times it's like, oh my gosh, I hate the headshot that my company is making me use. Uh-huh. Or say it's somebody who needs branding images, but they're like, I just really right now, I just need to like get started. I need to have a really great LinkedIn profile. I need to have, you know, something to put on Instagram to introduce myself. Financially, I'm not there yet to do the brand. So like they come in for that first little need and then they do come back later. They may say, oh my gosh, I have to have my family come in here because they'll come in the studio and they'll get to see some of, you know, the albums or folio boxes in here and they'll get to see those images. And so they're like, oh, I've got to have my family come experience this. I want to do mother-daughter or, you know, they may need full branding later down the line. Okay, business is doing good. Let's do that. I'm ready for that branding shoot. And so they'll come in. They'll come in. And actually most recently, so if they don't come in for like that full session, they may have their family come in. Like women will have their husbands come in for headshots, you know, stuff like that. So you do get those repeat clients through that too.
Yeah, that's so great. Now, I'm curious, what made you decide to start incorporating family photographs now?
I think I just wanted to stop being afraid of it. You know, I love kids. I think I'm good with kids. I have a few. So I'm like, I'm pretty good with kids. And I was like, let me just try it. And I was like, if I hate it, I'm not going to do it. But I really wanted to experience that. And then I also wanted to start selling more wall art. And I know that, you know, it's easier, I think, to sell wall art to families maybe than it is to do individual. I know there's people who are mm-hmm. rocking Agreed. It with yeah. just selling individual portraits. So it can be done in any genre. Don't get me wrong. But I thought that would be a cool thing to, you know, create wall art for people in their homes. And so I was like, man, I really want to kind of add that to my business this year and give them that option. And so, yeah, I was like, let's do it. Let's make it happen. So yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I definitely agree. I feel like it's, and that maybe that's just a mindset thing for me that it's easier, way easier to sell wall art to, mm-hmm. to family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about you had mentioned you had this $28,000 month back yeah. in 2021.
Yes.
Do you remember what you shot and how it all went?
Oh gosh. Let's see. It was a little mix of everything. I remember one of the bigger sales that particular month. It was like a $6,000 wall art sale.
Oh,
and that
nice.
Was, yeah, it was a mom and her little girl. So that was one of the first, like, you know, wall art sales that I had for family. And so I was like, huh, there's something here. Yep. And it was really fun and it was so special. And I just really got into it because I'm a mom too. And so I just resonated with, you know, the whole moment of it all. So yeah, it was like a $6,000 wall art sale that month. I did have a headshot mini that month, branding. It was really kind of like a mix of it all. And it just led to some higher sales that particular month. I worked about, not 11, maybe like 9 days mm-hmm. out of that month. So nothing super, super crazy, but I just had some really high sales that month.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So great. And then, you know, on average now, do you, you know, are you having pretty decent sales and pretty decent months consistently, or was that like a one-off?
No. That was still is my highest month. I will say that. I average now maybe between like $15,000 and $20,000 months.
It's incredible.
So that's monthly, like definitely five-figure months every month. I have not gone below that. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome. Does life feel different than when you were in HR?
Incredibly different. Yeah. In so many ways. You know, in some ways it's easier, in some ways it's harder. You know, I had a job that I was just kind of like showing up to, and they would, you know, I kind of knew what to do. They would tell me what to do. I could clock out and I was done for the day.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
As an entrepreneur, it's a little bit different, but there's so much freedom that you get as a business owner. That is so cool. I remember being in HR and my husband had just re-enlisted. He had a re-enlistment like ceremony. And, you know, I remember like telling my boss I wanted to go to that. And we had lots of coverage, so I knew it wouldn't, you know, hurt our business in any way. And I remember her telling me like, is he getting a medal or something? Like, no, you can't go. So things like that where it's like, if I want to go do something, I can do it. If I want to be there for, you know, my son going to kindergarten this year, I can spend however much time I want to. You have that freedom, and it's so beautiful to have that. It takes a lot of discipline when you do have that, but I love it. I love it. So
everything you said is just so, so true. It just resonates so much. Like that freedom is so, like, yes, the money's great.
Right.
But the freedom is absolutely priceless.
Oh my gosh.
Everything about
it. Yeah.
I get to do what I want, when I want it, want to do it. I don't have to miss. I get to volunteer in my kids' class.
Yes.
You know, my oldest started kindergarten last year. He'll be in first grade this
year.
I could go in once a week. His teacher was like, oh man, I'm so happy you get to come. You know, thank you so much. And if I was still a school social worker, not a chance in hell.
Absolutely not. Same.
Yeah. Or even like, I just booked us a trip to Jamaica, and I don't know, everyone must have be deciding they're going to travel all of a sudden again, because everything was booked from like December until like end of May. And I was just trying to find my kids. My son requested, he wanted to do a hotel that had a water park.
Cool.
And, you know, I'm looking at, anyway, everything was booked solid. And I was like, what in the world? Well, I finally found this resort in Jamaica that I was so excited about. And they had 1 7-night period. That was it. And it was in January. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, there's no school. It's not during school break, but I'm like, oh, my kids are young enough. Screw it. We'll just I'm just going to book it. But if I was still a school social worker, no way.
You couldn't have.
No. And then you'd be paying double to go during your kids, you know, during the school breaks, because that's when it's the most expensive. So I booked it for January and I'm like, sweet, done, you know, because I can do what I want when I want to do it. It's like, I don't know. And it's not just about vacation. I don't mean to sound like, oh, you get to go on vacation and da-da-da. It really is the day-to-day life situation. Like you said, you're a mom of three. Or even for people who don't have kids, it's not even, it's just the ability to design your life however you want it. Like even to not have to drive through rush hour traffic twice a day. Like there are just so many amazing things that come along with being an entrepreneur. But you said something very important, which it does take discipline, because we don't ever just shut off.
Thank you. And that's where I'm at right now, is finding really that true cutoff point. And so I don't think my husband will mind me sharing this, but I remember that $28,000 month, right? And at the time, I had not put in maybe that cutoff point. And I remember having to work evenings, and it was really like, it was great, but we had to set some like boundaries around that. And so now, you know, I've designed, like you said, you design your life. So I've designed it where I, you know, don't check emails and don't do social media stuff like after a certain time every day. Like I try to really like stop things by 5.
Yeah.
And so I have my evenings with my family. But that's hard though, because you're still creative. You know, you're still like, oh, it'd be so cool to do this or that. Or, you know, you may feel like, oh, I need to like respond to that email. So that part does take that discipline, because you are always on, you know. So that's hard. That's hard.
It is hard. And without the boundaries, though, it's even harder. Because it's like, I know in my mind, I don't work weekends. I don't.
Me neither. Mm-mm.
And I know in my mind, I'm going to get to it on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it makes me feel better that, you know, and I set that expectation. And I know that come Monday, I'm going to get it done. As yeah. opposed to like, when am I going to do this? Ah, right. You know, it's like, if I don't do it now, when will I? But having those boundaries, like my cousin texted me and I always do like the senior photos of my family or whatever. And mm-hmm. his son's a senior this year. And he's like, hey, can we do September like a Sunday? And I was like, no, I don't work Sundays. And he's
not like, even for family.
Oh, well, you know, Xavier has his football schedule and this and that. And I'm like, well, my kids are starting wrestling and they're going to have weekend tournaments. Like, no, yep. Kyle, I don't work weekends. I know, yeah. I know you're not paying me, but no. And he was like, all right, I totally understand. I shouldn't have, you know, like I respect that family time. You're absolutely right. Let's mm-hmm. find a Tuesday. And I was like, mm-hmm. done and done. And we found a Tuesday and we're making it work. You know, even yep. for like my cousin, I'm like, no, that's still work for me.
Yes. I'm not giving up my weekends.
Yeah. like, especially my kids are going to be back in school. Like, that's our right. only family time. Like, nope.
Yep.
So, but you know, everyone looks like wedding photographers often. They have to work on the weekends, so they don't work weekday evenings so they can be home with their families then. Like, everyone has their own balance and boundaries, and it just yes. is what works for you.
Yes. And that's the beauty of it. Like you said, when you get to set your own schedule, you design your life and you make it work with your family and your situation. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I at this point, I don't know if I'm hireable because I'm spoiled.
I am
okay.
certainly not hireable. I can't even imagine. That's so funny. All right. Tell us a little bit about your studio.
Yeah. Okay. So I have been in this space for 4 years now. Okay. The first year, I was not making a lot of money because I was also a stay-at-home mom. So I was working like very, very, very part-time. And I remember hearing about this space and the rent was very high. And I was like, there's no way I can pay that. But I remember asking the owner of the building, I was like, could I please just get a tour? And I went in there and it was perfect. Oh, it's beautiful. Lots of window lights. It's stunning. And she told me the price. And then she came back to me. And this is what I was saying when things would work out like little by little. She said, I'm going to let you shoot here for free. If you will just kind of, you know, check periodically at my, you know, she has an Airbnb, it's a live workspace. So above it, there's an Airbnb space. It's really mm-hmm. nice. And she's like, if you'll just kind of, you know, before, you know, a new tenant comes, not tenant, but like a person that would come to stay, right? Before yep, they yep. would come,
guessed.
Will you just,
guess,
there's the yep. word. Before they come, will you just check for me? So I would do that for her. And for a whole year, I did that. And I didn't
wow.
pay anything for this same space. Okay.
Stephanie.
Yes. And she goes, now I will say this, it was technically for rent. No one wanted to rent this studio for that whole year. And then about the end of that year, I was actually doing pretty well at the time, not paying rent. So it was really nice. My husband was like, I think it's probably time we just like, let's let her know we want it. And so it was crazy. When I told her, she goes, ugh. Somebody actually has put in for the space. They submitted it to our whole, it's and where I shoot, it's called Lake Carolina. So it's like a homeowners association. There's a full thing that you have to go through. You have to get approvals to even be there. She goes, somebody's already passed that whole, you know, approval process, all that. They just have to say the final yes and it's theirs. And I said, you know what, I'm going to try anyway. And so I put my whole business plan together and whatever, I was ready to go if they said no. They ended up saying no, and I got the space. She goes, I guess it was meant to be. So I was so happy. And then I just, you know, from there, just designed it how I wanted it. So it's really bright and all of that good stuff. Light gray floors. It's a really pretty space. So it's mine. I designed it into what I wanted it to be. And it's what my clients would call, you know, a really safe space. They get to come here and just be themselves. And it's my little getaway. Like I said, I'm a mom. So this is really
yes.
nice to have.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I've been here now with it being officially mine for 3 years. And it's a beautiful, it's tucked away in a really beautiful area. And it's just great. So.
Cool. That's so awesome how things work out like that.
Yeah. It's been amazing. Love it. So amazing journey.
Does your rent go up every year or has it stayed the same?
it went up, honestly, during COVID. And I was like, oh, that's cruel.
You're like, oh, dagger in the heart.
Like, not horribly bad, but it did go up a little bit during COVID. So no, it has not gone up every year. Thank God.
Yeah.
But what do you pay for it? So right now I am paying, it's pretty good, like $700.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great price.
I had a sweet deal. So this is not what we originally had talked about it being, but that's what it is now. So it's been great. So
yeah, very cool. Awesome. Okay, I just want to talk about marketing a little bit more because I know you said, you know, everything kind of happened organically. Do you still have to network or do referrals just kind of keep coming in?
So I was doing like BNI. I did a lot of networking. I was part of a couple of networking groups, another networking group similar to like a BNI. I do not have to do that kind of stuff now. Right now, that would be like kind of taking away from what I'm doing, if that makes sense. I think it is wonderful and it absolutely works, you know, but for me and my schedule, it's just, it was not working anymore for me. And thankfully, I get a lot of referrals. And I think once you get going on Instagram and people start to see, you know, oh my gosh, you just shot my friend, you know, because I'm tagging them and they're sharing it in their stories and things like that. Like that has been a huge, you know, marketing tool for me, or just Facebook. It seems really simple, but it really is helpful with getting your name out there. People who don't know about you then get to see their friend look phenomenal. And they're like, okay, who did that?
Yes.
You know, so Facebook, even I'll tag them and they can share it. So I'm not doing as much heavy marketing as I was before. I have done, there's like a Christmas, I guess, show. It would be considered maybe like a trade show, right? So we have that here and I definitely got business from that. But no, I don't have to do so much of that now. Just kind of snowballs at a certain point, I think.
I swear, our career, like, I mean, my husband wasn't deployed or anything like that, but just like the strategies that you used for your career is so similar to how my career path went. It's so crazy. I'm always like, yes, that's what I did too. Okay. Totally snowballed. I don't have to do that anymore. It's like, I mean, I hopefully it's encouraging for people to hear that you don't have to do, like, yes, you have to pay attention to marketing and you do have to do some things, but it's not as intense as it was for those first like 2 or 3 years.
No, you really have to do that in the beginning. I don't think I would be where I am now had I not done that. I will say that.
Totally.
So,
yeah, it's pretty awesome how it all works out. You know,
for
it's
sure.
Yeah, very cool.
I love that our stories are similar. That's pretty cool.
I know, and I remembered feeling, and I don't know if you felt like this, but it was scary at first. Like I remember doing my first like 60-second pitch in front of a room of women who are just staring at me, and I'm like, oh shit, like this is my heart pounding, like oh my gosh, you know. I remember those days so clearly.
Yes.
And I kind of can look back at it on it now, and it just, I think it's important for us to look back and remember those times, you know. And I don't know, it's just like, if for people out there listening, if you are in that position where it still feels daunting and scary and whatever, you just have to do it.
Just do it. Like, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's so scary and uncomfortable, but just do it. You're going to reap the harvest from all that uncomfortable uncomfortableness.
Yes, totally.
It's not a word, but
so,
yeah.
Well, I'm just so happy for you. It's so great.
Thank
Where
you.
Do you see yourself going? Like, what's your, in a couple years, what's your like vision?
Yeah. So, well, this may be very similar to what you're doing, but I would love to have a second studio in Charlotte. So my in-laws are all in Charlotte. I'm from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
But it's cold there. I don't know how you do the cold, Nikki.
God, I'd go on vacation
too
a lot.
Cold.
I go on vacation a lot. It's a little warm.
Yeah, Ohio and Michigan aren't far from each other, so you know it's cold up there. But my in-laws are all in Charlotte, and I just love that city. It's just great. I love when we go there, when we visit. It just feels like, oh, I just want to be here one day. So I would love to have a studio there. And that's actually not too far from where I am now. It's about an hour and a half. And so I would love to have two studios, like have this kind of running here and then have another one there. And and just like live life. My husband has about 4 years left in his military career. Then he'll be retiring at like 38. So awesome. He gets to retire young, which is cool. And so, yeah, that's the dream, is to, you know, get there. And I know that there's like a lot of stuff I probably need to get in place to make that happen. So that's what I'm going to be working on these next 4 years. So
yeah, that's
the
great
dream. I don't know. Do you have any like tips for the two studio thing? I know you're doing it. Like,
nah, well, I don't do it anymore.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I got rid of my Seattle studio.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did, yes. But I did that back and forth in two states for close to 7 years.
Wow.
Now, I will say, an hour and a half drive sounds like an absolute dream.
Okay.
Than flying across the country.
Yeah.
Now, and I've said this to people when they asked me this before, is you've already done it. You know what to do. It's just repeating the same recipe.
Okay.
And because it is, you know, it's not really that much further, I feel like it's going to be so easy. Because I'm sure your clients that you have where you are now, everyone, I'm sure, knows people in Charlotte.
Yeah.
So if you, like your local clients, if you said, okay, I have 3 gift vouchers for each of you to give out to 3 people you know in Charlotte who you think might need photos, like give them a specific number. Here's 3 gift vouchers. Will you give these out to 3 people?
Yeah.
Give them like a tangible thing that they can do, even if it's just like an email voucher or just something, you know, a digital voucher or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you wouldn't have to go as in-depth with your marketing as you did at the beginning in your current town versus in Charlotte. Oh, I think you could totally nail it. And when you're there, if you know, once you get a studio, obviously you won't be there all the time. You could rent it out to other people, to other, you know, it could be lucrative in different ways for sure.
I love that.
So yeah, that's exciting. I mean, there were times when it was hard, but more so because I had, you know, I was 2 kids and I was flying back and forth, and that part was tricky. Like, I don't mind being in the car for an hour and a half, like listening to a podcast or a book or good music or whatever, you know? And the reason I got rid of it is I just was tired of going back and forth. I just didn't want to be in I didn't want to go back to Seattle. I have no reason to go back there anymore. And business was good enough here in Michigan. I was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But I did have an associate shooter there too for a while. And then she left Seattle and I was like, all right.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's an idea too. Like, you could have an associate shooter that shoots for you while you're not there. You know, like the possibilities really are endless.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that idea. So.
Well, I appreciate you sharing all of this. This has been so great. Yeah. Very inspiring.
Good.
Yeah. I do have a couple other questions though that I always ask at the end of each episode. And the first one is, what is something you cannot live without when you're doing a photo shoot?
Ooh, something I can't live without. Music. I have to have music for a shoot. And specifically, so I will put on my clients' like favorite music. Like, I'll ask them, I'm like, what do you love or who do you love? And if they're like, oh my gosh, I listen to everything, I'll be like, okay, if you were to go to a concert, if you could go to any concert, who would you go see? And then they'll tell me like really who they love. And we'll put that on. And it helps them and it helps me too. Like, my shoots are super fun. Like, it's a whole mood. So
yeah.
I don't think I could do it without music.
A lot of people say music.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like that was not a good answer though.
No,
but yeah,
no. It just shows you how important it is. It's like, you know, it is. It's important. Definitely sets the tone. Yeah.
That and lip gloss, because I talk constantly. So, like, leave the lip gloss.
Yeah.
Leave
my chapstick. All right. Number 2 is, how do you spend your time when you're not working?
Okay. Well, you know, as a mom, we spend lots of time with those babies. Mm-hmm. So I definitely spend a lot of family time. I get to do like a Zumba, like a dance fit class.
Oh, fun.
So I love that. I like to read. I like to listen to podcasts. You know, just hang out with friends and family, you know, on the weekends and stuff when I get to have that free time.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Number 3 is, what is your favorite inspirational quote?
I don't know if this is my favorite, but this is one that I think about as an entrepreneur that has really kind of help me with staying focused. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, but there's a quote by Tony Robbins where he says, discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons.
And so
I think about that through my day to day and being very intentional and disciplined in how I go about things so that I don't have to have those regrets later. Like, oh, I should have done this. I should have, you know. So I like that quote.
I love that too. Awesome. Yeah. And number four is, what would you tell people who are just starting out?
We've done the whole thing. So it's like, there's so much to say. But I would probably say like a couple things. The first thing is, don't reinvent the wheel. This system, Sue's system, absolutely works. It just does. If you follow it, if she says focus on this before you start this next area, then do that. Don't try to jump the gun and just follow the system. And then other than that, just I would say, you know, as you're building your portfolio, don't be afraid to make some money in the process. I definitely was making money while I was building my portfolio. It shocked me when, you know, someone actually wanted to pay for my images that early on, but be ready to take payment, you know, get paid, and that builds your confidence as you go along when you're starting to get paid for these sessions, because they will start paying you and it's exciting. But just keep going. There are days where it's going to be very discouraging. I will say that you have those days and that's normal. That's just the life of an entrepreneur. But this is a very exciting career. We have the best job in the world. We get to empower these men and women and make them feel like $1 million. And it's just amazing. So keep going. It's worth it. And it all pays off. It all pays off. Just keep going.
Love it. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect advice. All right. And where can people find you online if they're looking for you?
Okay, so on Instagram, it is at Stephanie Williams Portraits. On Facebook, Stephanie Williams Portraits. I also have a TikTok.
Oh, TikTok.
I have a TikTok where I post behind the scenes. And Nikki, I actually got a generation shoot from that.
Oh,
really
nice.
Great sale from like posting on TikTok. So yeah.
Awesome.
It's my TikTok, sorry, is SW Portraits. I didn't say the name.
Fantastic. That's awesome. I'm still not in the TikTok world. Just not there yet.
Listen, I was just posting my behind the scenes. Like I was using that to put up, you know, for like Instagram. And then this lady contacted me and she's like, oh my gosh, I had to like research you. I couldn't find you. I didn't have any contact information from TikTok, but I want to do the shoot with you. And trust me, like right after that, I definitely put the website, you know, on TikTok and all that good stuff. But
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of into it a little bit. I want to keep expanding that because I was like, okay, there's something here then. So
yeah, that's great. Very cool. Well, thank you again. I really appreciate you taking the time away to do this. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you soon. Are you going to the conference?
Possibly. I haven't bought my ticket yet, Nikki, because my husband is like, we have a lot going on that month, but I want to go. I'm going to see if we can, I hope I can make it happen. Maybe I can like bring the family or something.
Yeah, like, I did that.
Did you?
2 years in a row. I sure did. Wow. I was still nursing Dre during the second, the second Portrait Masters.
That's awesome.
He was like 4 months old. And so I would like nurse and pump and all between everything. And yeah.
Okay. Cause my daughter is about 9 months now.
Okay. Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful resort. Lots of pools. And, you know, if husband likes to just hang out at the pool or whatever, I mean, it's going to be hot.
That's okay.
But
that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to him. I hope I do too.
It's going to be amazing. It's always so much fun. And we actually hired a local sitter for the evenings. Like we put the kids to bed and then my husband could come like to the parties and stuff. I have a trusted friend who lives there and used her babysitter so that for the evenings, like we would put the kids to bed. They were still so little, so they went to bed early, you know. And then Dan could come with me to like the evening events. And then the sitter would just be in the hotel room with the kids, making sure they were safe and, you know, sleeping or whatever.
Oh, fun.
And that worked out really, really well because, you know, Dan wanted to be able to hang out too and see people and have some fun. And so that's an option too.
Right. I'm going to try that because my husband loves that kind of stuff. So We might be able to make it work. We actually have some friends, you know, from Korea. Military people are everywhere. It's so crazy. You just reconnect all over the place. But they actually live there. So maybe they would know some people, like know a sitter.
Totally worth it. It was a lot of fun. And if your husband likes parties and just like the social aspect of it.
I love that idea.
So much fun. We always do a silent disco and just every night there's something exciting. So
Yeah, I went to the very first one. So I want to come back. I want to really, really want to come back.
All right, my dear. Hopefully I will see you then. If not, I will see you online soon. And thank you again.
Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBriceEducation.com where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-day startup challenge, plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business, lighting PDFs, I mean, truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBriceEducation.com.
It's time for me to tell you about this episode's sponsor, Fujifilm North America. If you haven't experienced portraits and wedding scenes created on the large format GFX system digital camera sensor, you are missing out. Along with up to 102 megapixel resolution, you'll find rich colors and gorgeous in-camera looks. There's also AI-driven subject detection and 8 frames per second bursts inside the compact GFX100 digital camera. Hit the link in this episode's description to view the products. It's time to dream big in your creative process.